Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, are we ignoring something we should be talking about or a person we should be talking to? Visit the You Produce page of our website and let us know. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, you might remember that we had a call-in last week for New Yorkers helping tourists. Today, we're going to solicit a little more friendly advice, but this time for college students coming to New York City. First-year students who are arriving in the city this year are actually being greeted with unprecedented levels of orientation to make their transition as smooth as possible. And there is a plethora of websites, guidebooks, tours with lists of what to do and what not to do. But with all those options, there is something of a lack of good old-fashioned advice. And it's a void that the New York Times tried to fill last Thursday with a column to warning freshmen of the perils of New York. And it's a question we will pick up now with Jessica Nunez, the director of college activities at Barnard. And we're going to open up the phones to see what advice you would give people coming to New York for the first time as college freshmen. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, this is just not for you to call in and be snarky. We want your serious advice for college freshmen. What should they do to maximize their experience in the city? What should they be doing to make sure they don't get messed around with in a place that may be very different where they come from? Maybe you moved to New York for college once upon a time and have a nugget of advice that you wish you had had back then. Are you just out of school? Do you know someone who struggled to make the transition? What's the one most important thing that someone who's going to be studying in New York for the first time should know? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or post them on our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And while your calls are coming in, Jessica Nunez from Barnard. Welcome to WNYC. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Are there things that you emphasize to your average wet behind the ears freshman?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful week and a half long program to orient students to the college and their individual schools, but also New York City as a whole. So I think we really try to focus on, like you said, the nuggets of what people need to know, whether they're from New York City but maybe never left their particular neighborhood, or if they're from clear across the country or across the world.
Yeah, I guess it can be a kind of a shock if you move into the Barnard neighborhood or the NYU neighborhood or something like that, and you grew up in Maspeth, Queens.
Absolutely.
So where do you start?
We really start with, we do different things where we try to make sure that the orientation leaders who work with the students take students to different events, and we start with just how to get around the city. So we make sure that they go in groups and that when they travel on the subway, they travel together so that they can kind of demystify some of the myths regarding the subway and which lines are safer and when you should go and who you should go with. And then we really try to focus on things about safety and security in the city, about using ATMs and the safest places to use them, whether it's safer to walk on streets or avenues or well-lit streets and avenues, and just to be comfortable with saying no or to get up and leave your seat if you're sitting on the subway next to somebody who's making you uncomfortable.
Shannon in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC as our first caller with listener advice to new freshmen. Hi, Shannon.
Hi. My advice would be to go ahead and do anything that the college offers in terms of a free activity. We went to Angels in America back in 97, and I did a Green Gorilla, Operation Green Thumb project. It was a great introduction to the city, and I'm still doing a lot of those things now. Apart from theater, I still do community gardening. I saw parts of the city I wouldn't have otherwise seen had I just...
So you told our screener you came to NYU from Vermont in 93. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
I meant to say 97.
In 97. Oh,
no,
I see.
Wait, in 90... this is embarrassing. In 93.
You weren't a math major, were you?
No, but I did have a concentration in statistics. That's a scary thing.
So you came in 93, you graduated in 97. Think back to your freshman year. What was it like coming to Lower Manhattan after growing up in Vermont?
Well, it was funny because I think The Freshman came out that year with Marlon Brando and
Matthew the movie.
Roderick.
Yeah.
It was pretty much my experience. I had a crazy job working in an Italian restaurant in Brooklyn. It was everything that movie kind of depicted, the strange roommate you get from New Jersey in a black trench coat who's a film major. It was very eye-opening. Fantastic, actually.
How do you think living in New York, never mind your NYU college education, if you can separate the two, how do you think living in New York has changed you?
Oh, gosh. Well, I haven't been back to Vermont. I think the diversity that the city offered, I mean, part of going to college in an urban environment is that you're, you know, on a floor with kids from all over the world, all over the country. You're all in New York, and you kind of come together and have fun in the city, all kind of new to it. It was fun, and they're still my friends to this day.
Shannon, thanks a lot for calling. Good luck. And David in Brooklyn. You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I had actually a very similar dynamic to your last caller. I went to NYU in 88 after growing up in Connecticut, central Connecticut. And I think the temptation for freshmen, as, you know, done through NYU, is to get credit cards, because you'll find that in the first couple months as a freshman at NYU, they'll line up tables at the Student Center for signing up for Amex and MasterCard and Visa and so on and so forth.
Really? They line them up right there?
Becomes very tempting. I remember the tables were lined up on Washington Square South by Bopes Library, and it's very tempting to live beyond your means, especially if you're, you know, a working class kid coming to New York, and that could really ruin you down the line. And I think a lot of kids don't think about it too much at that point in time, and then 5, 6, 7 years later, they find themselves with $10,000 in credit card debt. So, I mean, my advice would be, if you're going to get a card, get one like an Amex where you have to pay it off at the end of the month so you don't put yourself in the position of blowing your credit rating.
Thanks, David. That's a really good one. It's not New York specific, but it certainly is college specific. And Jessica Nunez, Director of College Activities at Barnard, do you set up tables in the Student Center at Barnard where freshmen can sign up for credit cards?
Actually, we don't, but sometimes what will happen is the different credit card companies will set up outside of our gates where we can't really restrict anybody access. So we just try to give students advice similar to the last caller to say, think about these things before you come to college and make sure that you don't get in over your head. And we also offer workshops during our orientation program called Financial Fluency to try and let students know how to balance a checkbook, how to manage your money if you're getting money from your parents, the best way to make it stretch. And also, in addition to what your first caller was saying, we offer lots of free programs throughout the first year to make sure that students can get exposed to different experiences for free, because we know New York City can be very expensive.
The Times article I mentioned from last Thursday, "Welcome Students, Now Watch It." And, you know, it says how people like you give a lot of, you know, very earnest advice on how to make the most of your campus experience. But they came up with some other things, like don't fall asleep on the subway or you'll find you wake up without your wallet. Don't drink too much beer and use the street as a toilet, because public urination carries a fine of $50 to $250 and maybe 10 days in jail. Don't ask a cabbie or anyone else to take you to Houston Street.
Right.
Don't play chess for money with the hustlers in Washington Square Park. Don't try to swim in the river. Don't count on following the highway signs to get to Yankee Stadium and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, during we do something called a security forum, where we actually have a video that was produced by our students for incoming students, and we have examples of students falling asleep on subways and wallets getting taken. Women carrying their wallets or other important information in the front of their purses where students can quickly be pickpocketed. So we try to give them some real practical advice, and also we encourage students to put security's phone number in their cell phones, so that regardless of where they are in the city, if they're not sure how to get back, they can call security, and security will give them step-by-step directions to return to campus if they're not sure how to get back.
And you know what? I want to clear a couple of lines. So can we clear lines 1 and 2 for anybody who may actually be the newbies that we're talking about? Now, I don't know if any of you happen to be listening, but if you are brand new in New York, and I suspect, you know, some of you may have just gotten here from wherever and maybe you listen to public radio wherever you're from and you've sought out your local public radio station and wear it. Hello, welcome to New York. So you have the opportunity here of having Jessica Nunez, Director of College Activities at Barnard, for another few minutes. And the question line is open at 212-433-WNYC. If you are a newly arrived college student in New York, and you don't have to be a freshman, you could be a new grad student, whatever, but if you're new to town and you're going to college, undergrad or graduate school, 212-433-WNYC. Don't be insulted, everyone else. We're going to save these two lines for anyone in that category right now. 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. And newbies, you'll get to know soon that 9692 is WNYC on your telephone. Eileen in Greenwich Village, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Yes, good morning. My advice is a little less on the security side. It's just more pragmatic. If you don't want to get barked at by New Yorkers, learn sidewalk etiquette. I'm right here at Ground Zero, you know, right near the New School and Parsons and NYU. And every September, I see it, you know, five freshmen walking abreast on the narrow Greenwich Village streets.
So someone from West Hartford now is thinking, sidewalk etiquette? There's such a thing as sidewalk etiquette? What's at the top of your sidewalk etiquette list?
Well, notice that sidewalks are two ways, not one-way streets.
Walk on the right.
Walk on the right and let people pass. And please, for God's sake, don't text message while you walk.
Okay. Thank you very much. You do anything like that, Jessica?
Well, we talk with students about texting or listening to iPods or being on their cell phones as they're crossing the street. We also encourage new students, especially because, you know, you want them to get to know one another, to really engage in the environment around them. And you can't really be present when you're on your cell phone or listening to your iPod. So in that case, we actually do really encourage students to be aware of their surroundings and what's going on.
And, of course, you can easily get your iPod snatched, which happens dozens
Absolutely.
Of times a day in New York if you don't secure it in the right way. Kim on Long Island is a transfer sophomore to NYU from SUNY Farmingdale. So you live on the island, Kim?
I do. I've lived on the island my whole life.
So you're from the metro area anyway, but now you're living in Manhattan?
No, I'm commuting into Manhattan, so it kind of ties into what you were saying before. And I have to say, NYU has an amazing commuter forum. They do a lot of free activities, and they have a lot of the advice that's been giving out now, and I really recommend everyone doing it because it also gives you people to commute with.
Right, so it's community building among commuters. Do you have any advice, questions for Jessica Nunez? She's not from your school, but any questions about kind of spending time in Manhattan?
Not really, because I think that I know a lot of the schools, I have friends that are going to a lot of the CUNY schools, there's so much free activity that it's really great to go do it. But I was wondering what advice you have for commuters who go into the city, who have friends that are living in the city. What do you recommend for them traveling back and forth? And
okay, Jessica Nunez,
you have
commuters at Barnard, right?
Yes, we do. We're mostly a residential population, but we do have a good number of commuter students. And what we try to do here is make sure that our students can have access to visit their friends in the residence halls or to attend programs that maybe take place in the residence halls. So I would encourage any commuters to find out if there's any options for that. Each school is different in terms of access. But really to seek out, like the student is saying, to seek out whatever commuter organizations there are and really to try and find out what activities happen at reasonable hours.
Now,
I know we try to make sure things happen during times where commuters don't have to travel home very late.
I have to go to another call because you know how I mentioned the particular New York Times piece of advice that says don't play chess for money with the hustlers in Washington Square Park?
Mm-hmm.
Richard in Manhattan is calling in and saying he is a chess hustler.
Okay.
Richard, you're on WNYC.
Hey, what's up?
You're a chess hustler?
Yeah, I hustle chess. I've been doing it for, I'm retired now. I'm a retired photojournalist, and I come out in the park, and we play chess. You can refer to me as a hustler if you will, but it's not a hustle.
You're just good at chess and you play for money against people who come up to challenge you?
Yes, we do. And what happens is, especially this time of year, we get quite a few students that will come through. And say, you know, we ask them, would you care to play a game, sir? Oh, yeah. And they'll sit down. They can't play at all. And
so it's not like three-card Monty where you're
we
swapping
them
out the rooks for the knights or something like that.
We instruct these students, and these are very intelligent young guys and sometimes girls. And oftentimes, by the time they become juniors, they beat us.
Is that in Washington Square Park in your case?
This has been going on for years.
Yeah.
And
you know, I just funny.
It's not a hustle. I don't know why they refer to it as that. The kids want to learn to play chess. They have an 8 o'clock class, and next one's at 9:40, and we'll go back to the dorm. So every day they come out there and play us.
You know, it's funny that this comes up because I just this summer read the book by the former chess grandmaster from New York, Josh Waitzkin.
Right, I played.
Do you
Josh
know him?
7 years old, yeah.
That's it, and that's the story that he tells in the book. That when he was 6, 7 years old, he was going to Washington Square Park and playing guys like you, and he portrayed you only positively as good-hearted, hard players, but really taking care of him and teaching him a kind of street smart version
that's
of chess as opposed to academic version.
Well, that's what made Bobby Fischer so prolific. Bobby Fischer went against the grains that the standards of Russia had set in chess. He put a different dynamic on it, a very daring all-out attack. And aside from what, you know, the old standard rules of Capablanca and Morphy and all the old chess greats. And he became the youngest world champion ever.
That's right. Richard, I got to go. But the Times also says, you know, it's illegal to gamble in the park.
Well, they took him to court on that, too, and they lost because the judge defined there is no element of luck in the game of chess, thereby it cannot be called gambling.
There you go. Thanks for your call. I really appreciate it. All right. Let's get one more question and answer in here real quick. Floyd in Harlem, an incoming grad student from Atlanta, right, Floyd?
Yes, definitely.
We have 20 seconds for you. What's your question?
I have a question about, is there any website where I can get some information about good and expensive restaurants around the city?
Oh, and you've come to the right place because Jessica Nunez must know the Harlem area being at Barnard.
Absolutely. I think if you go to the Zagat's Guide, if you're a member or if you get a subscription to that, you can also see that's pretty accurate in terms of what's expensive and what's not. And then really talk to your grad school because a lot of them have information available for you about the cheaper places to eat. I know that we in our activities office, we have information for students about cheaper restaurants, but good food, some of the things off the beaten path that are really excellent.
And we have to leave it there, but new freshmen, new transfers, new grad students, welcome to New York. Good luck out there. Be careful out there. Jessica Nunez, Director of College Activities at Barnard, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Thanks.